This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:42. That was Madness with It Must Be Love, which chimes nicely actually with our next story, which is really all about how something is not loved. And we're joined now for Keep In View by Sean Tanis of News Desk. And Sean, we're all familiar with ads on social media selling us all kinds of different products. And we also know that products to do with weight loss, for example, have become controversial in recent times. And Pinterest is now banning all advertisements with weight loss language and imagery, and they're actually the first major platform to do this.
Yes. So Pinterest always had rules against these kinds of ads, but now the platform has decided to take it one step further by banning all weight loss ads that sort of idealize or shame certain body types. And this includes ads about weight loss or weight loss products, or even anything that talks about BMI or other forms of index. So the company developed its new policy with guidance from the US National Eating Disorders Association, and their research has shown that there's a link between rising eating disorders and unhealthy eating habits with social media. So the idea is to protect basically the emotional and mental health of users, especially those affected by our diet culture, right? And I mean, this is a huge step for the platform because just in the first 6 months this year, weight loss brands have spent about $372 million on advertising across television, digital, and print formats. So this would mean the company is voluntarily giving up potentially millions in revenue. However, Pinterest has clarified that ads promoting healthy lifestyles or services are still allowed as long as they do not focus on weight loss or body types or the ideal way you should look.
Yeah, so it's really a prioritizing of health over body shaming or promoting diet culture or I think eating disorders, right? And I think this is a big win, especially because we've all become so used to that inevitable comparison that happens with other people on social media, right? I am wondering though if other companies, other social media companies, will follow suit when there's so much money to be made from this.
Right. So some platforms have started putting some measures in place. For example, Instagram now blocks ads promoting weight loss and cosmetic surgery for users under 18. And we've also seen TikTok launching features to tackle eating disorder-related searches. But I think the big problem is how easy it is to have these kinds of ads on social media and how many of them are basically targeted at young users, because a research by this lobby group called Reset Australia, they found that Facebook allowed businesses to advertise to thousands of teens as young as 13 on things like gambling, extreme weight loss, and also fast foods. So they could do this for as little as 15 ringgit our money. So because, you know, on all the social media, you can target these ads to a certain demographic, right? I know these fast food ads are also playing on TV, but then they don't specifically target teenagers. You know, it's just mass produced like that. But on social media, you can target these accounts, and that's the problem. And so, you know, they don't have a lot of obstacles in place to stop this kind of advertising, right? And in general, we would have to see a big overhaul in advertising practices to see a real change. And individually, though, I think it's always good to remember that nothing is as good as how it looks on social media.
You know, this is a particularly tricky one because I think, you know, we talk about ads and ads maybe are more identifiable than, say, entire feeds, you know, entire profiles that are dedicated to the same thing, selling a product, but not advertising. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking here of like company profiles, for example, things like that. And I don't know how we can tackle that.
Yeah, that's also another issue, right? Because the how subtle it is and how hard selling you know, how much hard selling they are doing, right, in using that product. So I think it is more like they say, like, so healthy lifestyle is something that they will promote. But then if you're saying like being this size is bad, or do you want to lose weight? I think just yesterday I saw one ad about you've been working from home, and I know people have gained weight and all that because they're working from home, and you are depressed because of that. And then I'm like, what is happening here? So I mean, those kinds of ads, and then drink this slimming tea, that tea, and all these things. I think those are quite toxic, I think, for people who are already dealing with eating disorders.
I think also because of the nature of social media, I wonder whether this tag of ad extends to posts. When influencers post something, does that count as an ad, especially when it's not marked as a partnership or a paid partnership? Yeah. I would like to see this sort of extend further. I know, for instance, with fairness creams, there was a huge push to have this similar kind of regulations in place. So I'd like to see how far this ends up extending.
Exactly. I mean, you can just post that you're drinking this some magical tea, and how do I keep myself fit? And this is what I drink. So DM me. But it may not necessarily say that. It may not be necessarily body shaming by doing that, but yeah, you're still selling the ad. And if you go back to the brand, and the brand basically wants you to lose weight. So how do we tackle that, right? So on certain platforms now, you have to tag your, if it's a paid partnership, you have to tag them. And I think there needs to be more like tighter regulations, stricter regulations on all these kind of posts, because they can be so subtle. They can sell you something without actually selling. So that's a problem also.
So we're talking today about Pinterest being the first major platform to take a step towards banning advertisements that promote weight loss language and imagery. Tell us how you feel. You know, do you think that other companies should also take the step? Do you also think that it might be kind of a tough one to do? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that keep in view.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.